she laughed cruelly, kicked the Daughter of Night viciously.
"You even think about it, bitch, and I'll roast and eat you one limb at a time, and still make sure you live long enough to see your mother die first."
The great general neither moved nor made any remark. His face betrayed nothing, not even to Soulcatcher's acute eye. But in his sinking heart, he understood that yet again he had allied himself with complete and unpredictable insanity. And yet again, he had no option but to ride the tiger. He observed,
"Perhaps we should give thought to how to guard our minds against intrusion by the Queen of Terror and Darkness."
"I'm ahead of you, General. I'm the professional." This voice was that of a self-important little mouse of a functionary. It became that of a self-confident woman being conversational. The voice Mogaba suspected was Soulcatcher's own. It resembled closely the voice of her sister, Lady. "For the last week, I've had nothing to do but nurture the blisters on my feet and think. I conceived marvelous new torments to practice upon the Black Company. Too late to enjoy them. Isn't that the way it always goes? You always think of the perfect comeback about an hour too late for it to do any good. I suppose I'll find other enemies and my innovation won't be wasted. Most of the time, though, I considered how best to circumvent Kina's power." She did not fear naming the goddess directly. "We can do it." The Daughter of Night stirred slightly. Her shoulders tightened. She glanced up for an instant. She looked a little uncertain, a little troubled. For the first time since her birth, she was completely out of touch with her soul mother. She had been out of touch for several days. Something was wrong. Something was terribly wrong. Soulcatcher eyed Narayan Singh. That old man was not much use anymore. She could test her new torments on him once she had him back in Taglios, before a suitable audience. "General, if I get caught up in one of those byways that distract me so often, I want you to nudge me back to the business at hand, which will be empire building, and, in my spare time, the creation of a new flying carpet. I think I know enough of the Howler's secrets to manage. This past week has forced me to admit to myself that I have no innate fondness for exercise." Soulcatcher prodded the Daughter of Night again, then settled on a rotten log and removed her boots.
"Mogaba, don't ever tell anyone that you've seen the world's greatest sorceress stumped for a way to handle something as trivial as blisters."
Narayan Singh, who had been snoring fitfully, suddenly rose up and gripped the bars of his cage. His face contorted in terror, its butternut color all but gone.
"Water sleeps!"
he screamed.
"Take him! Take him, he's coming!"
Then he collapsed, unconscious again, though his body continued to spasm. Soulcatcher growled softly.
"Water sleeps. We'll see what the dead can do."
They were all gone this time. It was her world now.
What else did he say?
"Something that